All right, we're glad to have Pastor Lorena with us from the Philippines and a tremendous ministry there. He was in the Filipino class and did a tremendous job. And so he was in the area, and we're glad to be able to have him this morning. So Pastor Lorena, why don't you come up? He was with us probably about 8 years ago in the old auditorium, but we're glad to have him this morning, and he'll tell you a little bit about what he's doing. But let's give him a warm Pacific Baptist welcome.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, it's my privilege to be in your church. I know that your pastor just got in, and he's supposed to preach today, but I thank God allowing me to come. I got saved 1970, November, about 3:30 in the afternoon. A Filipino pastor preached, and he preached about hell. And I'm scared of hell. Yeah. If you are not scared of hell, there's something wrong.
Yeah, sure.
But about 3:30, I received Christ in my heart as my personal Savior. Never dreamed to be a pastor. I want to be in military school, but the Lord didn't allow it. And my dad used to be a police officer, and he told me, you need to go to Bible school. And I said, no. That's not my place. But the last minute, I made a decision. I obey my dad. There's a blessing when you obey your dad. That's why I went to Bible school. No plan, no Bible. But August 25, about 3:30 in the afternoon, I surrendered my life. And from there, until now, I'm enjoying the ministry that God entrusted to me. And I thank God for America that sent missionaries in the Philippines. And we are the result. That's why I thank God for Pacific Baptist Church, that you are very strong in missions. Mission is the heart of the church. Therefore, a church without mission has no heart. That's why I thank God that this church have also a Bible college. And praise the Lord. God gave us a Bible college 37 years ago. And last 2 weeks ago, we have 73 graduates. And our ministry is Bible college, church planting. And also we want to add more Sunday school rooms. We're praying, we're begging God that God will give us 100 Sunday school rooms. And to have 50 each, that's 5,000. Yeah. We have already 36. So we are looking forward next year that God will give us another 30. So we're going to have 66 classrooms. And Philippines is really open door for the gospel.
Yeah.
And we give the gospel, we send missionaries. We also now, we reach Philippines, not only Philippines, but other countries. We have a mission work in Israel 2 years ago, and then in Dubai, in Taiwan. We started an outreach in Taiwan 1995. We just celebrate our 30th year in Taiwan, and we have 16 works in Taiwan. And you know, in Taiwan, we have over 200,000 Filipinos. In Dubai, we have 1 million. In Singapore, we have about 150,000. In Taiwan, 200,000, like that. So we need to reach them. Not only the Filipinos, but also even all kinds of nationalities.
Yes.
And thank you so much for sending missionaries and supporting missionaries. And I believe that the church that support missionaries will be blessed by God.
Yes.
Amen. Open your Bible, please, in the book of Psalms. Psalms 85. Psalms 85. I'm still fighting with my jet lag. We just arrived last Tuesday, and my wife is with us, with me, and we are ahead of 15 hours in the Philippines. They just finished their service. So it's now Monday in the Philippines. We're ahead of 15 hours. When the rapture comes, we'll be ahead of you. For 15 hours. Anyway, we'll wait for you there. Amen. in Psalms 85 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Shall we pray? Loving Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for what you have done in this church. Thank you for the pastor and thank you for the staff. Thank you for their ministry, the schools and the college, and the mission work. And I pray, oh God, that you will send revival this morning. And I pray, oh God, please forgive me of my sin. And anything that in my heart that would hinder the preaching, Lord, please take it out. And I pray that you will empower me and give me wisdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, you know, in the Philippines, our language is, of course, Filipino. And I'm in our church, I preach Taglish. We call it Taglish, Tagalog English. In China, Chilis, China, no. Okay, so I'll try the best I can that I could preach this morning English that you could understand. We have a different accent. That is a heavenly accent. No, I'm just kidding. In the verse that we just read, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" We need to understand that the verse that we just read, "Will thou not revive us again, that that thy people may rejoice in thee?" You know, this morning, brethren, we need to consider whether the heart of the psalmist is the same with our heart today. Number one that we will find here, the request for revival. What is revival? The request of revival. It says, "Will thou not revive us again?" We always have revival services because revival is repetitive experience. Many times, you know, Christian life is always ups and down, ups and down, ups and down. But a lot of times, we always have ups. Satan can knock us down, but Satan cannot knock us out. That's why we need revival. The first thing is the request for revival. The reason that we are here today, because we know that our heart is yearning that the Lord will revive us again. We experience persecution. We experience trials. Sometimes we become weak. We fail. That's why we need revival. So the request for revival. Number two, the reason for revival. That thy people may rejoice in thee. Why do we need revival again and again? Why do we need our enthusiasm back? Why do we need our strength back? Why do we need to get revival? Why do we need to pray for it? Why? The reason that thy people may rejoice in thee. Amen. And the result of revival, it says the result of revival is rejoicing. The request, "Will thou not revive us again?" The reason that the people may rejoice in thee. And the result is rejoicing. So the title of my message this morning is "No Revival, No Rejoicing." If there is no real revival, we will not have a real rejoicing. In our Christian life, you know, a Christian should live a life of joy and rejoicing. He should have joy, enthusiasm, excitement in life. How about you? Are you a happy, enthusiastic, and excited Christian? I believe with all my heart, the happiest person on earth must be Christians. When I say Christians, he is the man or woman that experienced a being born again. He experienced the repented all of his sin and received Christ in his heart or heart as personal Savior. That Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood. He died, buried, and rose again. That's why salvation is free. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not the works, lest any man should boast. No religion can take us to heaven. No pastor can take us to heaven. No pope can take us to heaven. No Mary can take us to heaven. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It is not the church that takes us to heaven. It is what Christ done on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Do you find your Christian life enjoying? Do you find your service to God exciting? Why are you sleeping? Or do you see church as a burden? Is giving a burden to you? We just finished our offering. Don't go to sleep. Giving. You know, America is blessed by God. A lot of Americans, and even the Filipinos who are here, we give out of the abundance. But we need to learn to sacrifice. Thank God for your beautiful building. This is a great excitement. The difference of America and Philippines, in the Philippines, if we just have roof, we can use it. Here you have a lot of permits. That's the difference in the Philippines. When we start the building our building, we just have roof. When the rain comes, the people will be at the center and they have their own umbrella. But they're there. Can you imagine how convenient you have here? That's a blessing. That's a great blessing. Is serving God a burden to you? Is soul winning is a burden to you? Reading the Bible, is it a burden to you? Is praying is a burden to you? These are not good signs and indication. Because as a Christian, you are expected to be the happiest person on earth. You are the happiest person on earth. Just to think that you are on your way to heaven. Well, I'm telling you, what is Christian life if you are not enjoying it? Just to think that you are on your way to heaven, I know 100%. If I die right now, I know 100%. My last breath here, the next breath will be in heaven. But if you die without Christ, the next breath, your last breath here, the next breath will be in hell. And you are not going to enjoy it because the Bible says, in hell there is fire that never quenches. There is worm that dieth not. That's the thing that convict me. I don't want to go to hell. I've been a long time in the ministry. By the grace of God, I talk to people, different kinds of people. But no one would tell me that they want to go to hell. Everybody wants to go to heaven. But they think the religion will take them to heaven. They think that their baptism will take them to heaven. But the Bible says only Jesus can take us to heaven. Amen. Amen. Brethren, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. If you are really saved, if you are a believer, what did God said? Seek those things which are above and set your affection on things above. But the question is, are you still enjoying the things of God? Are you still enjoying the things of God? If you are not happy as the day that you got saved, you need revival. I still remember the day I got saved. I get out from the church of Mission House, and I look for my best friend because I'm so excited. I'm happy. I'm sure that if I die, I'm going to heaven. I want to hear what happened to me. And that gladness, that joy is still in my heart today. Every time I remember the day I got saved, I'm telling you, that's my excitement. That motivates me to do more, to keep on going. Listen to this. If you're a Christian and you're not excited of being a Christian, there's something wrong. You need revival. If you are not active in your service as before, you need revival. If you feel burdened to serve the Lord who saved you, you need revival. If you are now having second thought in giving for the work of God, you need revival. And if you think that you are fainting and wants to give up and quit, you need revival. Because the right attitude of a truly saved person, you should be the one who is happy and excited of going to church. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Wow. Some Christians, it's hard for them to come to church. Some Christians, even the Philippines, they just come to church on Sunday morning, but they don't go to church on Sunday night. I believe that Sunday night is still Sunday. How about you? Where are you tonight? You know, the gauge of strong Christians is not on Sunday morning. Because every Sunday morning, everybody goes to church except the Muslim and the Seventh-day Adventist. The Catholics, they go to church, full house. But how about Sunday night? I like what Joshua said. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Bring your family to church. Give Sunday. Sunday is for the Lord. It is not for the malls. It is not for outing. It is for God. Amen. Bring your kids to the church. If you listen to this, brethren, you should be the cheerful giver. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You know, Pacquiao is my favorite boxer because he's a Filipino. You know why he is a champion? 8th division? Because he believed it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? You are blessed when you give. Don't you know that as America, we are the result of your giving? Because you support missionary. Many years ago, Dr. Lee Robertson sent missionary. And I am the third or fourth generation fruit of his missionary. That's why you need to love missions. I thank God that your pastor is a mission-minded. That's the thing. Mission is the heart of the church. Amen. You should be the one who is joyful in praising God. It is not good to see that you are a Christian, but you are lonely. You are a Christian, but you are dry and without excitement. You should show that there is gladness in our heart because the Holy Spirit lives in us. No revival, no rejoicing. Our flesh faints. Our flesh gives up. Our flesh gets affected. Our flesh gets tired. If you are experiencing this, the solution is revival. We should plead God for revival like the psalmist. Will thou not revive us again? We look to the Bible, brethren, the character who had a close relationship with God. But along his journey, he experienced to get weary. He experienced to fail, to fall, experienced to commit sin. That's why prophet Nathan confronted him, and that is David. David had a close relationship with God. He knew God well. As seen in Psalms 51, verse 1 to 12, the Bible says, I have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, that thou desirest truth in inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with thy hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from me, my sin, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. When David committed sin against God, the joy and his sweet fellowship with God was affected. Revival is important so that our joy will be restored. That's why David said, make me to hear joy and gladness. May I emphasize to you this morning, very important message. No revival, no rejoicing. No confessing. Number one, no confessing of sin. No confessing of sin. No revival. One way to restore our joy is when we learn to confess and acknowledge our sin. That is why David did in Psalms 53, verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgression. Not until you acknowledge your fault and sin, not until you confess your sin to God, not until you repent and surrender, not until you forsake it. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Don't hide, don't try to hide your sin. Don't try to justify your sin. Every time we listen to the Word of God, He confronts us and convicts us through the Holy Spirit. Every time we listen to God's Word, it is good for us to have sensitive spirit and to have an open heart to the Lord. Psalms 51, verse 3 and 4, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin did ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. It is very helpful for a Christian to admit his sin is sin. Sin is sin. You know, sin is not only like what happened to David. If you are not coming to church on Sunday, that is sin. If you don't read your Bible, that is sin. If you are not praying, that is sin. If you are not giving permission, that is sin. We need to have vision. For without vision, the people perish. That's why the Bible says. That's why it is very important to realize, to admit our transgression before God and ask forgiveness, because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, no confessing of sin, no revival. No revival, no rejoicing. Boy, I'm telling you, we need revival. You don't say amen, you need revival. I said, no confessing of sin, no revival. No revival, no rejoicing. Number two, no cleansing of self, no revival. God is the one who cleanses us, but we need to decide. We need to talk to Him In Psalms 51, verse 2, David said, wash me. In verse 7, purge me. The Bible is teaching us the importance of being clean in the sight of God, because no cleansing of self, no revival. Even if you are faithful in attending church, but you are living in sin, you will never be happy. You will never be happy. When a genuinely saved person sins, there is conviction. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As Christians, we are not sinless. We sin less. We sin less, of course. So to commit sin is still possible. But to live in sin, it is very questionable. If you are still enjoying wine, if you are still enjoying cigarette, you cannot tell me, Pastor, I'm on fire for the Lord. No. It is a sin. Amen. And number three, I'm going to make it faster. I have 5 minutes more. Amen. Wow. In America, life is fast. It came to pass. The last one, no cleaving to our Savior, no revival. No cleaving to our Savior. As a Christian, we need to be closer to God. Don't stay away from God. Because we sin, because we fail, because we fall, what we need to do is we need to draw nigh to the Savior. That is why the solution, we need to draw nigh to God. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Don't stay away. God won't bless you. You are going to live a miserable life if you stay away from the will of God. What's the will of God in this church? What's the will of God, the church in the Philippines? It's just the same, to fulfill the Great Commission. To evangelize the world. To reach the people. Can you imagine how many billion people in the world? In Guam, we're going to start work in Guam. 1/4 of the population in Guam is Filipinos. A lot of Filipinos all over the world. I think even in hell. See. To evangelize the world. No cleaving to our Savior, no revival, because that is why the solution is to draw nigh to God. If you stay away from God, bitterness will fill your heart. You know, sometimes Christians, they would say, that pastor stepped on my toes. Well, if that is what you say, God loves you. He wants to correct us. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. Yes, sir. Allow God to correct us. Amen. Amen. What we need is humility. We need to be humble before God. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins. You know, Apostle Peter, he followed God afar off. Why he was able to deny the Lord Jesus Christ? Where did it start? The Bible says in Matthew 26, verse 58, but Peter followed him afar off. There are members who are used to be Christians, used to attend prayer meeting, used to attend Sunday school, used to attend Sunday afternoon. But listen to this, you will not get revived when you are drawing away from God. No cleaving to our Savior, no revival, no rejoicing, no revival, no rejoicing. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Yeah. The key to revival is our drawing nigh to God. We need to come to Him. Are you closer to God or the things of the world? We need revival. Loving Father, we thank you so much for the time that you have given to us to listen to thy word. And I pray, O God, that this preaching would give us conviction to draw nigh to you. Send revival. Maybe there are people here that their heart is right with thee. Speak to them, O God. Give them revival. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our midst. Bless the invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
With our heads bowed and our eyes closed just for a minute, tremendous message for us this morning. Revival. Look at your life. In any area of your life you can't rejoice in God, that's where God's saying you need to be revived. Before we open up for invitation, let me ask you this question. Are you sure that you will go to heaven someday? Are you 100% for sure? You can know beyond a shadow of doubt. So here's what I'm going to ask you, with nobody looking around. If you were to die today, are you 100% for sure that you go to heaven, or do you have any doubt at all? If you would say, Pastor, that's me. I have some doubt. I'm not sure, but that's something I'd like to know. Pastor, would you pray for me? If there's anybody like that at all, would you just raise your hand until I see it, and then you can put it down. Anybody at all? Yes, right here. Anybody else? You can know that today. Over here, yes. Let's stand together if we may. All of us need revival in some way, but are there specific areas where God said this morning, God showed you this morning where you need revival? Piano's going to play. If God spoke to you, why don't you come?